Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Bassett, and today is Friday, baby. It is Friday day, baby. But y'all know what? Up in my world, it's Friday day, every day, baby. I'm always cooking it up and stirring it up, honey, every single day. Let me tell you something. It's sunshine every day in my world. Now, listen, y'all can have sunshine in y'all day every day, too. Listen. You know, it's easy to spread the sunshine. Listen. Sunshine is easy to spread. See, you know what? We can't be walking around here in this world going by the weather. You know, it's like if it's raining outside, everybody want to feel gloomy and down. You know, then in the wintertime, if it's snowing and cold, everybody is complaining. But now, you know, during the summertime when the sun come out, of course, we all feel good when the sun come out. But listen. Don't set your inner thermometer according to what's going on outside. Oh, Lord, here come a life lesson. You know, it's almost like Tabitha Brown seasoning. She got some seasoning called Sunshine. Woo. You know something? She named that seasoning the right thing because you know what? When you cooking whatever you cooking and you using Tabitha Brown seasoning called Sunshine, you just spreading love and sunshine all over your food, honey. So listen, this ain't no commercial, no promotion for no sunshine season. I'm just saying. You know what I mean? My God. We live in a day and time where you have to give disclaimers. I know everything. Jesus Christ. Now listen, now y'all know I'm turned up every day. It's Friday, May the 13th. Oh, is it Friday the 13th? Oh, my Lord, I'm supposed to be scared. No. See, listen, when you're covered by the love of Jesus and the blood of Jesus, ain't no Friday the 13th all up in our world. Y'all know. Do they still go back? Oh, no, not about here. Anyway, but listen, y'all, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum. GumbaRum.com is the proud sponsor of the Fierce Female Network. Yes. Thank you so very much, Gumba Rum. Now, listen, as I said earlier, it's Friday, May 13th, 2022. Y'all know, 2022. Anyway, somebody might want to play that in the line. Go play 513. See what happens. Like, It's 2 p.m. on Central Standard Time Zone and 3 p.m. on Eastern Standard Time Zone. You know what? And Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know, I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Give a shout-out to my girl, Miranda Jones and Pink of Famine. They throwing down over on YouTube. I'm telling you, they got something going on over there. I must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International. This working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa. Do have members in the UK and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Karan Batati. Listen, y'all, I keep telling everybody about that video he got on Instagram shaking his hips. That Indian boy can swerve them hips. I'm telling you what's the truth. Now listen. Let me tell you some more about Gumba Rum. We got two, one vanilla and one coconut. It's really, really good. Listen, let me tell y'all something. My sister-in-law, anytime she likes some liquor like rum, It's smooth and it's good. So listen, my brother took, now this is a true story, I ain't making this up. My brother took some Gumba Rum home. And he said, yeah, my wife, she really like it. I'm telling y'all, it's some good stuff. And Steve Gum is going to be in New Orleans. He's supposed to be sending me, Steve, if you listening to the show, if you listening, Steve's supposed to be sending me a list. Let me know what date specifically he's going to be in New Orleans. Then he's going to be in Florida in June, next month. Ain't that right, y'all? Y'all keep my mom on track, and I keep my mom on track. So listen, he's going to be in Florida in June. Steve sent me that list, honey, so I can give out these locations. So listen, he is really going to be in New Orleans in 2 weeks. New Orleans. Is it Tulane Avenue? too late. Oh, child, my goodness gracious. But anyway, y'all, this is a special musical showcase, a special salute for Corky Wayne. Corky Wayne, Corky Wayne. Y'all know something. You know, I ain't never met Corky Wayne, but he's such a special man. He's such a real special man. Now, this show is Whose Touch Do You Miss? You know, his new song came out April 30th, streaming on all major platforms. Yes. So this show is Whose Touch Do You Miss? Who touch do y'all miss? I know y'all got a special friend, loved one, you missed they touch. Maybe it didn't work out, of course. You broke up. Y'all know what? Let me tell y'all something. I'm going to play the song, I Miss Your Touch, and I got some more great music that I'm going to play on today by Corky Wayne. And one of my favorites is Please Leave Me Alone. Oh, Jesus. I just love that song, Please Leave Me Alone. But I'm going to tell y'all something about people that separate, you know, and then later on in life they get back together. You know, strange things like that be happening, let me tell y'all. But I'm going to play this music, and I want y'all to take a listen, and we're going to get down with the get down on May 13th, Friday 13th. You know, so don't feel like Friday 13th to me. It feel like a brand new day that Jesus Christ blessed me with to spread the sunshine all over the place. Now, listen, this is I Miss Your Touch.
Choice to make, to leave the one you love, follow your mind and keep your heart locked up. Just take the exit, never look back again. Leave for reasons they will never understand. I miss your touch, feeling of bliss when your hands on me. I miss your touch, your radiant spirit when you smile at me. I miss your touch. The choice wasn't easy, it broke my heart in two, to leave so suddenly of a life with you. The pain inside you, I couldn't bear the weight. My spirit crushed by your survival's wake. I miss your touch, the feeling of bliss when your hands on me. I miss your touch, your radiant spirit when you with you. bliss when your hands on me. I miss your touch, your radiant spirit when you smiles at me. I miss your touch.
That song is just so smooth. It is really smooth. Corky, I don't know if you have a video to that song, but I'm telling you, that song is just too smooth not to have a music video attached to it. I'm telling you, oh, Lord, it's just smooth. Lord, have mercy. You know, people like visuals, but I'm telling you, I know I keep talking about that salsa. Oh, Lord, that would be the, what they say, the icing on the cake. That'd be the icing on the cake, baby. That video and that smooth thing. Oh, my God. Let me keep on rolling. You know, this one is Please Leave Me Alone. I love this song, Please Leave Me Alone. Oh, wait a minute. Let me tell y'all. Put a pen in there. I'm going to get to Please Leave Me Alone. Y'all was talking about whose touch do you miss? Now, just the honest God truth, this has happened a lot. I've heard stories like this a lot, over and over and over again. Sometimes you be dating a person, and they be the love of your life, and for some reason it don't work out in that particular time, and then, you know, years later, I ain't talking about 10 years later, I'm talking about 20, 25 years later. You meet up with that person again later on in life and get together, and it'd be the best thing going. Listen, let me tell y'all something. I had a couple of stories happen like that. My next door neighbor, when I was staying on Industrial, what was the name of the street, baby? Oh, Industrial Peachtree Boulevard. You know, there's so many peach trees in Atlanta, Lord Jesus. But I was staying on Industrial Peachtree Boulevard. And my next door neighbor, the name was Pablo. And Pablo, we would always talk. We sat outside and talk some Fridays. He'd order pizza from Jet's Pizza, and I'd go over there, and we have pizza. And we'd just friend and watch TV, watch movies, whatever. And we'd be talking about relationships. He's like, no, I ain't going to never, ever. He said, I can't get married. I'd never, ever get married. He said, I'd never get married. And so he was always creeping around my house and everything, little old guy. And so one day he was coming home. He was coming. I looked out my window. Pablo was coming fast across the hill. And I said, what's going on? But anyway, he was moving real fast, coming across the hill. I said, Jesus, it must be a wolf behind his tail. As fast as he was moving. And he come, he knocked on the door. He said, girl, they just fired me. I said, what? They fired you. I said, oh, no. So anyway, long story short, he got fired from his job. He had an accident. He worked at Home Depot. He had an accident with one of the trucks. And so, long story short, he ended up had to move back to North Carolina. He moved back to North Carolina. What ended up happening? Now, he had told me about this girl he was just madly in love with when he lived in New York City. He lived in New York City. He loved this girl he was in high school with. Lo and behold, the way things worked out, he went down to, had to go back to North Carolina because, you know, he lost his job and family was there and he was able to, he had to make ends meet. So he was the same man living by himself, yada, yada, yada. He ended up running into this girl from high school that he was so madly in love with in high school. Now, this is about 30 years later. You know, because, well, Pablo wasn't no young man. He ended up marrying that girl. I seen it on Facebook. I say, Pablo married me. I say, this got to be a prank. And so when I seen it, I say, Pablo, we became friends on Facebook. We connected. I said, you ain't married this. He said, yeah. He said, you remember the girl that I was so mad in love with? I said, yeah. He said, well, it's her. I said, Lord, have mercy. Now, this 30-something years later, they reconnected, and he said, I never thought in a million years I would run across this girl ever again in life. Do you hear me what I say? So it can happen. So he was missing her touch because it was the only girl he was really, really just head over heels, just madly in love with, end up marrying her, married this girl. Anyway, so now I'm telling you, it can happen. It can really happen. The love of your life can come back into your life. Mm-hmm. That happened to somebody else too. Now, ain't the only time it happened. So listen, this is Please Leave Me Alone. Please Leave Me Alone. And now this is my favorite song by Corky Wayne. Check this out. Please Leave Me Alone.
Don't come near me.
Don't come near me.
Don't come see me.
Don't come see me.
I got your number and I blocked it on my phone. Well, my thought to you is
Please leave me alone.
We had a good time taking it day by day. I thought I had a love that came my way. We both be lost in a pain that was so clear. For no reasons at all, you pulled me down to tears. Don't come near me.
Don't come near me.
Don't come see me.
Don't come see me.
I got your number and I blocked it on my phone. My thought to you is, please leave me alone.
Please leave me alone.
We met a match, a miracle in itself. Thought you were a catch, then I landed on the shelf. You turned ice cold and it chilled me to the bone. Packed up my things and thank God I made it. Don't come near me.
Don't come see me.
I got your number and I blocked it on my phone. My thought to you is, please leave me alone. Take it away. Your number and I blocked it on my phone. My thought to you is, please leave me alone. Maybe someday I'll know what I've done. Whatever it is, it's something you respond. If anyone's guess how long I will be, one thing for certain is the end of you and me. Don't come near me.
Don't come see me.
I got your number and I'm blocking on my phone. My thought to you is,
please leave me alone. Please, please, please.
My thought to you is, please leave me alone.
Please, please, please.
My thought to you is, please leave me alone.
Lord, 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 they doing some good top picking on that song. Please leave me alone. I'm telling you, I love that song. I love this song. It's just a bomb. It's the bomb. Listen, I got some more great music coming up from Corky Wink. As I said earlier, his new song, I Missed Your Touch, was released on the 30th. It's released on all major streaming platforms. But please do visit him on Spotify, Spotify, Spotify. Yeah, 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 yeah. Listen, I got another song coming up back. Corky Wink, this is Choices. What kind of choices is y'all making today? Y'all know something. Oh, here come a life lesson. I'm telling you what's the truth. Do you not know the choice you make today will either bless you or haunt you on tomorrow? Did you not know that? Lord, we're going to get into that next. After this song, this is Choices, Choices, Choices.
Give you choices, or choices would make your life. Is there any choice at all, or does happenstance make choice blight? Who knows? Do you? If you know, can you give me a clue? Give me a clue. Give me a clue. Give me a clue. So many times we have no choice with the life that we've got. When those times seem to take you down, is there any choice in that shot? Who knows? Give me a clue.
can be a dance between choices and happenstance. Just take a big deep breath and let choices be your land. Choices for you. I got a clue. I got a clue. I got a clue.
Yes. That is choices. You know, and that's true. We have to be careful about what type of choices and decisions we make. Did y'all not know that? As I said earlier before the song started playing, you know, did you not know the choice that you make today will either bless you tomorrow or hunt you tomorrow? So listen, of course, sometimes you don't know if you're making the right decision or not, but listen, you have to study that thing out. Whatever is before you, and you know, just for somebody out there, it can be a financial decision, financial choice. It could be a relationship choice. It could be an employment choice. There's all type of choices that we are faced with in life. Yes? So now listen. You have to study that thing out. You can't make a choice in a hurry. Now, a lot of times, now this is just my opinion and what has happened to me in the past. My thing is this, if you rush and make a decision, a lot of times that thing going to haunt you because you ain't making the right choice because you're not doing it, you know, with your head. You're not doing it with head knowledge. You're doing it with emotions. And see, when you make choices and decisions with emotions, a lot of times that's the wrong way to go, baby. That's the wrong road. That's the wrong road. And what you got to do when it comes to choices in life, you got to pray over that thing. You got to meditate. You got to talk to God. You know, especially important decisions. Don't never rush into something and do it with emotions. You know, do y'all know emotions will mess y'all up? Listen, let me tell y'all something. Now, this is God to heaven, life, true life story. Now, this ain't happened years ago. This happened just recently. Somebody I know got a house, got a great big old house, got a great big old house. Now, I say, this is the dumbest thing I ever witnessed in my life. But listen, it's true. It's true. Got a great big old house, great big old house. I guess three or four families could live in the house and not move, not even run into one another. I said, now, this is really something. The house is empty. The house is empty. Paying a high mortgage on it. I said, listen, girlfriend. I said, do you know you can make your mortgage payment and have money left over? And she said, well, yeah. I said, yeah, you can do that. I said, listen, since you don't plan to live in the house for whatever reason, I said, now you can rent out this place. You got enough space in here where you can rent it out, you know, because it's separate. Everybody got their own bathroom. You got several kitchens. I said, now you can do that. I did that before. It didn't work out. I said, well, you know, did you vet the people out? Did you check their credit? Did you check their background? Did you get references? And now what she did was rented out people that she kind of knew, just worried about without you. I said, that's the greatest thing you would ever do. And then couldn't get her money. I said, no. I said, you can't do it. And then looking all great, I said, you know, this is the greatest thing I've witnessed in my life. So she said, well, no, I can't do that. I can't rent it out like that. Because, see, then, you know, it's only one way in. I'm like, Lord. You know, sometimes people make the wrong choice because they won't give a listen. You know? So if you give a listen sometimes to a person, it'll help you make the right decision and help you and show you how to get out of a hole. I don't believe in financial holes. So listen. Now, I'm telling you, that's all about choices. You know what I mean? So listen, the place had, you know, of course you got two entrances, you know, and it's a way to do everything. You know what I mean? You got to have a manager over property. How in the Sam here you going to let somebody move into your place? You go somewhere else. You ain't got nobody managing and collecting money. Are you crazy fool? You know that's a crazy fool right there. You ain't got nobody collecting the money for you. You got to designate somebody over it to be a manager to collect your money on a monthly basis to make sure you're getting paid. I said, you know, yeah, you know, some people you just talking to rock, you know what I mean? So anyway, let me keep on moving. That's choices. So listen, I got some more great music for you. This one is Breaking the Pride, and this is Corky Wayne Corcoran. Now, Corky, you ain't know your music got all these life lessons, did you? Lord, today, Jesus. Okay, so this is Breaking the Pride, Corky Wayne, Corky Wayne. Hey, that's Breaking the Pride, Breaking the Pride. Ooh, Jesus. Corky, your music got so much in it. You know, life lessons, Breaking the Pride. Y'all know something? Now here comes another life lesson. I'm pretty much out of time. Corky Wink's music, well, we done had 3 or 4 life lessons. This is number 4, Breaking the Pride. Now listen, y'all. Sometimes we got to swallow our pride. You know, that's the hardest thing in life sometimes to do, for people to do, is to swallow their pride and to swallow that ego. You know, because every breathing, living human being has a level of pride. Of course, almost like Mr. Ed. Of course. And we end up looking like a horse, like Mr. Ed, the TV show Mr. Ed. When you won't swallow your pride and your ego, you will end up looking like a horse's ass. You will, because pride will do that to you. Did you not know pride is the thing that tears up a lot of things? Did y'all hear that? Pride, glory, pride, the P-R-I-D-E, pride is the thing that tears up a lot of things, because people don't know they don't understand how to swallow their pride and how to swallow their ego. Pride will mess up a relationship in a heartbeat. Pride will mess up friendships. Yes, it will. Did you not know that? You know, because you know what the thing is about pride? People don't know how to admit when they are wrong, and that's because of pride and ego. Anytime you're dealing with somebody, they always got to be right about everything. You better bag up and turn around and go in the other direction, my friend. Now, that's just life lesson. That's just a simple life lesson when it comes to pride. Pride. And you know something? If you're a person, now, this is for somebody out there, if it's for you, just put the shoe on and keep on walking and learn the lesson and get a little better, okay? Now, listen, if you don't never learn how to swallow your pride and humble yourself, your pride will break you, okay? So, glory. So, listen, either you will humble yourself or God has a way to humble you and break your pride. And believe me, I'm telling you, you don't want to go down the avenue and the road where something in life comes along that's so difficult, so hard, and challenging to you. Well, God will use that thing to break your pride. Do you hear me? So listen, especially when it comes to assignments, when it comes to doing things that God wants you to do, he ain't going to use somebody that's all caught up in pride. He got a way. Just walk you around that wall, walk you around. He going to take you just like the children of Israel. What they do? They had to go through glory. They walked, what was it, 40 years, 40 years. And the thing about that, the children of Israel and Moses. Now, them children, they were so hard-headed. They had all kind of problems and everything. So now they walking through the place. 40 years, right? And it was only supposed to take them, what, a couple of days? So to me, I could be wrong in this interpretation. To me, they was going around in circles. God had them going around in a circle. Now. It took them 40 years to get out and to get to their destination. Do you not know sometimes God will send a strong delusion to have you so mixed up that you're going around in circles and circles and circles? Now, listen, it is not God's plan to keep you confused and going around in circles. It is your pride and the reason why God will send that delusion to have you going around, because that's the only way to break the pride, because you will not humble yourself under the almighty hand of God. Now, that's a strong one. Now, listen, I don't know who that's for, but just take it. And hopefully it will help you to get rid of that pride, because I am telling you, when you got a strong assignment on your life and a strong call on your life, God got to do something to break it off. God's word says his yoke is easy. His yoke is easy. What that mean? That means that the yoke is the assignment that's for you. The yoke is for you. It's for you. Because the yoke that's on you is already according to the gift that's on the inside of you. So listen, God is not going to put an assignment on you that you can't handle and you can't do. Oh, my God. So listen, Corky, that's breaking the pride. Y'all better take. Listen, I am so much out of time. I'm out of time. I got to get on up out of here. Listen, y'all be good to one another day. It's been a stone cold blast on today. Now, listen, y'all better keep on rocking with it. Enjoy this day. Y'all is blessed, whether y'all believe or not. Y'all blessed. Whatever you're going through in your life, God is able to take you through. He is able to give you the strength and the protection that you need to get through it. Do you hear me what I say? All right, now I got to get on up out of here.
You motivated.